Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. It's so exciting to talk about the attributes of God, because it's not something that we think about on a daily basis, right? Like, I don't wake up every morning, open my Bible and say, okay, let me just look through my list of God's attributes. But it's something that affects us every day, because we know that he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omniscient. He knows all the things. He knows all about us. And while I think sometimes that can seem a little bit scary, like, oh no, God knows everything about me, at the same time, there's so much comfort in knowing that. Oftentimes we pray as a family. I'm like, Lord, I don't even know what to pray right now, but you know our needs better than we know our needs. You know us better than we know ourselves. Like, he knows all the things and he knows our future. He knows the plans that he has for us. And there's so, so much comfort in knowing those things. So as we're looking at the attributes that God also shares with us, you know, he's wise, he's faithful, he's good, he's just, he's merciful, gracious, he's loving, he's holy. And he wants us to become those things. I also am thinking through, okay, there's also spiritual gifts. The Bible talks about spiritual gifts. And then there's the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, which, you know, many of those are included in here. Gentleness, self-control. I don't want to say separate, because I don't want to separate those things, but how are they different? How are the fruits of the Spirit different than the attributes of God that he shares with us, and how are those different? I know that's a big question. How are those different than spiritual gifts that he blesses each one of us with to impact his kingdom?
Yeah, that's a really important question for us to think through, because, you know, you mentioned, I think it was on Monday's podcast, you know, we learn the most when we're teaching things to our children. And so we really have to wrestle through, like, okay, you know, like, what are these different things? And brain research has found that actually one of the most powerful learning strategies is comparing and contrasting, because in order to do that, we have to understand those things. We have to look at what are some of the similarities, what are some of the differences. So understanding these things is really important. So when we're thinking about, you know, the attributes of God, even when we're thinking through attributes that God invites us to reflect, we're still putting our focus on God, that this is who God is. And that's the primary thing. We want our eyes to be focused on who God is. You know, in Hebrews, we're told, you know, to set our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Yeah. And so we want to set our eyes there and our kids' eyes there. But then when we think about, okay, what are spiritual gifts? What are fruits of the Spirit? Where is some overlap? So, you know, in the different lists that were given in the New Testament, you know, primarily in 1 Corinthians, but then in other books that Paul has written as well, he outlines what the spiritual gifts are. And so, as you mentioned, these are gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to believers. And the analogy that we're given, that Paul gives us, is the body. You know, the finger, you know, can't look at the toe and be like, you know, we have no need for you because you're not a finger, you know, nor can the finger look at the toe and say, actually, I want to be a toe. I'm going to be a toe up here on the hand because, you know, it doesn't work that way. Even when, you know, before, I think it was on Wednesday's podcast, you know, you mentioned how you were grateful that I had spent the time to write curriculum like this.
Yeah.
It has to do with the body of Christ. You know, that right now the Lord has me single for a season. I don't know if it's for just this season or for my entire life, but I have the gift of what most parents do not have. And that is the gift of time. You know, if right now I had children of my own and I was homeschooling them and raising them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, I would not have the time to, you know, like, wrestle through these big concepts and figure out, okay, how can I present them, you know, to others? And so when we're all functioning within the body, according to the gifts that the Spirit has given us, the body works properly.
Yeah.
You know, so these are different than the attributes of God, you know, that if somebody has the gift of teaching, or someone has the gift of hospitality, or, you know, someone has the gift of helps, of service, you know, these are things that God has called us to serve our family with and to serve the local church with. And so these are things that are specifically for believers. Now, as we think about the attributes that God invites us to reflect, things like wisdom, faithfulness, goodness, justice, mercy, graciousness, you know, those kind of things, those are things that all humans have the capability of reflecting to a very small degree. Mm. Because we're told in Genesis 1 that we bear the image of God,
yeah.
even though we've been fallen, we still have a very small capability of reflecting those things. You know, think about, you know, the nice neighbors that we have, you know, that might be Buddhist or Muslim or just spiritual but not religious, or maybe they consider themselves Christians, but they're not really following Christ. You know, they can do good things. Mm-hmm. They can be faithful.
Sure.
You know, husbands and wives who are not Christians, they can still choose to be faithful to mm-hmm. one another. You know, people in the secular world, by God's common grace, can show a little bit of wisdom. And so these attributes that God invites us to reflect, all humans, because they bear God's image, have the capacity to reflect these attributes in a small way. However, when we think of the fruit of the Spirit, this is when God's Holy Spirit works in us to conform us more into the image of Jesus. And not only then are we able to reflect these attributes to the degree that all humans can, but that the Spirit is conforming us more into the image of Jesus and growing these things in us, that he's actually growing us in patience. He's growing yeah. us in love. He's growing us in goodness. So there is a lot of overlap between God's attributes that right. he invites us to reflect and the fruit of the Spirit. But what's happening is we're going just from, okay, these are our image-bearing capacities, mm-hmm. you know, to reflect these things, to, oh, this is the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit conforming us more to the image of the Son, so that we can then reflect these things to our spouse, to our children, and to the world around us. So I think that answered your question.
Yeah.
We just first need to focus on God, then understand what these gifts are, and then see how, okay, the fruit of the Spirit is actually a step up from yeah. what we can do just as image bearers of God.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.